This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning and welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about ways to enjoy yourself more thanks to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Nate Williams, Michael Philpott, Jennifer Joins, and Melinda Tate. They are all with us this morning to share some fun information. Nate, good morning to you.
Hey, Bart. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thanks for having us. We're always excited to share some of the things that we've got going on. I know it's hot outside, but...
It is? I didn't know that.
Just a little bit. It's a bit muggy now. But we've got plenty of stuff going on, as people know who regularly attend our parks and come to our facilities. And, of course, the outdoor pool at SportsCom.
Mm-hmm. That's a good place to cool off.
It's a nice place to cool off. We've had, so far, a record-breaking summer out there.
Great. I can understand why. It's just a fantastic place for the family.
A few weeks ago when we were hitting that, you know, over 100-degree weather for a week straight, it was just, it was the place to be to cool off, and then the water started warming up, and there's really not a good way to cool down that water, but we have staff that do a great job out there keeping that pool ready to go, and it's ready all the time for people to come out, and it's all the way open through Labor Day.
And that is a really great water park over there.
Absolutely. For people who don't know, we renovated that pool 2 years ago in 2010, and it was a well-needed renovation that we were able to get complete, and it's just proven the need for it, and it's just been busy ever since we've opened it.
I understand the Triborough Kids Triathlon is coming up.
That's right. We have a great group of people that we partner with. It's the Triborough Kids Triathlon Group. We do a race series. We do a 5K and a half 5K. We do a trail run, and this is our triathlon. This is what we started with 4 years ago. It's one of our great partners that we work closely with to make this happen, but it's a triathlon for kids ages 7 to 14. And it's really fun, and it's August 25th at McKnight Park. And for people who don't know, that's where the SportsCom is. It's where the old soccer fields are. Now they're our multi-purpose fields back there, and it's just a great event. And we want to encourage people. This event is really designed to get all kids active and outside and doing this type of thing. And there's a misconception that any type of triathlon, you have to be a seasoned vet to do it, you know. I was talking with Dr. Charlie Pegan, who is our race director for this, and is just a great volunteer who puts in a lot of time. And over the past 4 years, all the kids who started the triathlon have finished it. There's nobody who's not been able to, you know, stop. And we've had a large percentage that's their first triathlon, and it really starts something that kind of is a continued habit. I mean, they keep on looking forward to it every year, and it's just a great way to get active outside and do some healthy activities.
What's that date again?
It's August 25th, like I said, over at McKnight Park. And people who want to register for this, there's a junior division and a senior division. The junior division is ages 7 to 10, and the senior division is ages 11 to 14. The swim for the junior division is 100 yards, the bike for the junior division is 2.4 miles, and then the run is 0.5 miles. For the senior division, the swim is 200 yards, the bike is 4.8 miles, and then the run is 1 mile.
Okay.
So it's $25 they can register. That's before July 25th. They can register online at triboroughkidstry.org.
That's tomorrow.
That is. So that's okay. Our last push. They can still register after that before August 21st, but the price goes up to $30.
Okay. And how do they register?
They can go to the website. It's Triborough Kids Try. The first try is with a Y at the end, and then the last try has an I. So it's triboroughkidstry.org.
Okay. And if they forget that, can they go by SportsCom?
Absolutely. We have information of all of our facilities. They can email staff, and they'll always point anybody has any questions in the right direction, but there is information at SportsCom they can pick up. And it's, like I said, it's just one of those things. We have over 250 kids that participate in it. I know Melinda was out there last year, and just it's a great time. Families really enjoy it. And one of the awesome things about that is that park is so big, we don't have to get kids out on open road. There's no traffic. There's nothing. It's a very safe course. Of course, we've got lifeguards staffing the pool. It's just, it's an awesome event. And anybody who can do it their first time, or if they're a seasoned vet, and we're trying to get all these Murfreesboro kids who've done a lot of physical activity. Over the past 6 months, we've done this thing with the Triboro Kids group called the 100% Challenge. So kids, they're challenged to do active things every day, so we can get them outside and moving and stuff. And a lot of those kids are finishing up that, and we'll recognize them. But it's just a big initiative. We like to partner with groups that do that type of thing.
So check it out and register before tomorrow.
Absolutely. But registration will be open after that. It'll just be $5 more.
Okay. So save $5.
Save $5. Register tomorrow.
Every $5 helps.
Some people out there think, well, my kid hasn't been running much here recently. It doesn't matter. They can start right now and get ready for it. It's an awesome thing.
Well, there's something else the youngsters can enjoy, and Michael Philpott is here to tell us about the sign-ups for the football and cheerleading. This is the month to do that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We do have sign-ups through July. We are going to go ahead and extend it to August 3rd, where you can go to SportsCom, Patterson, Barfield Crescent Park, or the McFadden Community Center and sign up. Football's for $70. And the cheerleading is 30.
What age groups are we looking at?
The football is ages 5 through 13 as of September 1st of mm-hmm. this year. The cheerleaders is 7 through 13 as well.
Now, when you get some 5-year-olds playing football, obviously they don't know all the rules and regulations.
Right. And we actually have, in all of our age groups, several kids that have never played before. So if they haven't played before, don't be too concerned. We've got several football coaches out there that are teaching the basics.
So this is a good place to learn.
It is. The 5- and 6-year-old division will actually play flag football, whereas our 7 and ups will play the tackle.
Mm-hmm. Now, will they be moving all around, or is it all at one place?
It is all at one place at the McKnight football fields, okay. At the multipurpose fields. We don't travel. That's one of the differences between us and the other football leagues here in town. Mm-hmm. They travel on the weekends. Whereas we stay here in Murfreesboro.
Now, anytime you have a good football game, obviously you need cheerleaders. Do you have those?
We do. We are also taking those sign-ups right now as well, and we're needing many more of them. We'd love to have a cheerleading squad for every team that we've got.
Now, how old are the cheerleaders?
It's similar to the football, mm-hmm. except they start at age 7. And go to 13.
So this is a good place for football players or cheerleaders to get their start. Learn
Absolutely.
The rules and all the tricks and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And what is the cost? You said $70 for the football.
Correct.
How much for the cheerleaders?
It is $30.
Okay. And again, where do you register?
You register at any of our locations at Barfield Crescent Park, SportsCom, Patterson, and our McFadden Community Center.
Okay. And here's another interesting event. This one always sounds a little bit scary, but I guess that's what makes things fun. Living on the edge. Runs with Scissors 5K.
I had a feeling you were going to say the Runs with Scissors. People always raise an eyebrow when they hear that name. And
Open scissors, sharply cut.
We do not actually run with scissors, but we encourage okay. people to walk up with scissors to donate them to groups of needy kids who need some school supplies to get them started off right for the year. It's any school supply. This is an awesome 5K board. I know 5Ks and running it right now is just really popular, and everybody's always looking for a fun event to do. And this is one that people can do really for a low cost and enjoy kind of a unique course when it comes to running 5Ks. It's at Siegel, our soccer complex. It's an off-road 5K. You're running on pavement, you're running on grass, you're running kind of everywhere. It's a good beginner. If people are looking for their first 5K to run, it's a good one to start off with. The cost for this one is $25, and registration takes place at SportsCom. But this 5K is this Saturday, so people need to get registered before this Saturday at SportsCom. Like I said, it's $25, and that comes with a shirt. And it's a really nice shirt, so people are looking forward to that. And then also we ask people to bring school supplies to be donated.
Okay, and that is this Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
So you need to call SportsCom quickly.
Yeah, if anybody has any questions, I know we've been fielding a lot of calls about that. They can call SportsCom at 895-5040.
Okay.
But we do not condone running with scissors. That's not a problem.
All right, okay. It's just a wild name there. Well, now, here is something coming up that is always fun, and that's the Greenway Arts Festival. Melinda Tate is with us, and Melinda, ever since it has gone to the Old Fort Park, it has gotten even better. What a perfect place.
Oh, it is. It's the artist and the attendees love the shade, and logistically, it's a lot better than being along the trail. We had some challenges there getting the artist set up along the trail, but now it's at Old Fort Park. This year it's Saturday, September 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And right now we're taking applications for artists, and we've already received quite a few, and we have some talented people in this city. We're looking for paintings, jewelry, drawings, photography, sculpture, glasswork. So we're looking for a variety of entries. And last year, I know we had perfect weather, and we're keeping our fingers crossed for that too. If an artist is interested, we've got the booth spaces are only $25, and the applications are due by August 15th. And we have this year, we adjusted the booths a little bit so that we have more in the shade, and we also are using two pavilions rather than just one. So we have booths along the path, we have booth spaces under the pavilions, some have access to electricity, and there's plenty of parking. So
now, is this also right next to where the beautiful new playground is?
Yes,
wow.
Yes. And so the adults can come and look at the artwork. The kids can play on the new kids' castle. We'll have music and food. It's a fun, relaxing day.
And this is September 15th from 7 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon.
Yes. And if you were an artist and would like an application, it's at the Greenway page at MurfreesboroTN.gov/parks.
Okay, now when you say Greenway page, is this the Friends of the Greenway or is this another?
Yes, the Friends of the Greenway is sponsoring this. And when you go to that website, on the left side, you'll see a tab that says Greenway.
And is this what they call a juried show?
Yes. We have many, many applications, and we have a selection committee that will look at each one and pick the best of the best.
So this is, you're not going to just find anything. You only find the best.
Right, right. And we do have quite a few fantastic artists here in town.
Now, how many years has there been a Greenway Arts Festival?
I believe this is the sixth year.
Okay. I knew it was quite a few.
Since we moved it over to Old Fort Park, it's just the attendance has been tremendous. I know last year it was packed, and people who even don't really care too much about art but just want to kind of walk around and see things and enjoy the park, it's a great way to let the kids play, just relax, walk around. And we have some amazingly talented people in Murfreesboro.
And then the parking is so much better.
Absolutely.
at the Old Fort Park.
And like you said, we've got the newly renovated Kids Castle that has just been very popular. I know my toddler approves. He loves it. That's out there. It's a good way to just get out and enjoy being outside and just kind of seeing something different. And great music, too. That's something I really noticed last year is we had just some awesome music happening, some food. It's a really good event.
And this is, it's all free to attend.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, you can spend the whole day over there. Bring the whole family, listen to music, have some great food, use the playground, get some great art. And it's every type of art imaginable, it
yes.
sounds like.
Yes.
Right. One of the things that we've got complete and we're still, you know, continually improving is that water treatment enhancement program that we have going on out there, and it's just starting to take shape now. It's starting to look beautiful right where that stream is that goes through Old Port Park, and the stormwater enhancement project has just been awesome, and people are starting to really enjoy where they can hop over the creek and walk through the little trail through there, and it's just a really beautiful area too.
And people may not realize just beyond the gates going toward the golf course is Fortress, the Fortress Rosecrans, the old Fort Park fort
there. Absolutely. It's a really unique place. I think that's one of our most unique places, because it feels like you go back there and you just kind of escape from everything. It's really secluded, and it's just a really pretty walk.
And so you can include that in your Saturday outing and
absolutely
just check everything out.
And Old Fort Park has a connector to our Greenway. It's really close. People can get on and go down the new section of the Greenway towards Cason Lane. And it's one of the nicest places to park and get on the Greenway.
I've noticed a lot of people in canoes on that upper level there, because right behind the park, it takes you for a little ways. And then there's a dam right behind the Sportsman's Club, which is at Medical Center Parkway.
Right.
But there must be some good area to float in.
Good boating back there. I know boating is just becoming very popular. We had boat day about 3 weeks ago, and we had, I think, over 250 people come out and for free try some new boats, look at the kayaks that we had, the canoes, the double kayaks, and it's growing in popularity. Just a lot of these things that we have going on, just active lifestyle type of things that we provide a lot of times for free for people. People are really enjoying it.
And many of the areas along the Greenway you can put in on your kayaks, canoes, whatever.
There's several places, absolutely. We regularly, from our wilderness station, our outdoor adventure and education staff, put on different types of classes that take people down the river constantly. And we do family floats, we do teen floats, all kinds of stuff. And if anybody's interested and say, hey, I want to try that, this is a good, safe way to try it. They can call our wilderness station at 217-3017 and see what the next kayaking excursion is.
Now, that's in the Barfield Crescent Park.
That's
And so as you get in there, is that where you get into the water for these explorations?
Not necessarily. We have them where we meet off in Greenway. We meet all different kinds of places.
Okay, because I was thinking if you started there and floated to Thompson Lane Trailhead, that's a full day.
That would be a full day. That's really not as navigable of a float that we would like, you know, especially for somebody's first time. But there's some great places, even at Walter Hill Dam, there's some great places to paddle around a little bit and get used to boats.
I understand there's just a smidgen of white water too, to give you a little extra thrill.
Yeah, there are some places I've been on, you know, I didn't start kayaking until about 2 or 3 years ago, and it definitely gets you used to it. Not some of the biggest things, but it provides a little bit of excitement. It's not just a boring little float.
Now, Melinda, have you tried this?
Kayaking?
Or canoeing, either one. Okay,
yeah, yes.
I figured you probably
had. Kayaked, yes. they had to tell me that I was holding my paddles upside down, and that's why I was going around in circles. But once I turned my paddles around, I started going forward.
So people are there to help you, so you don't hold the paddles upside down.
Yes.
Right. Things of that sort.
That's the thing we want to teach. I know at SportsCom we're doing a kayaking class, and that's a weekly thing, and people can call out there and see, and they can learn really in a very safe environment how to really maneuver kayaks and how they work and how not to tip. And we do it in the comfort of a chlorinated pool. So if people are interested in that, they can call SportsCom. That's happening, I think, every week right now. So.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather and be back and take some phone calls in just a moment. So stay right here with us.
Count on WGNS, the Midday Report with Zach Trotman. Weekdays 11 to noon on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Ford of Murfreesboro is the number one volume dealer in Middle Tennessee, and right now, Ford has your next SUV warmed up for you. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive a new Ford Edge. You could lease an Edge for as little as $302 per month. The Edge has unsurpassed fuel economy and plenty of power. Ford of Murfreesboro is on Broad at the Northfield intersection, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, we buy directly from our diamond source in Israel. Our long-standing relationship with our diamond cutter means we get to select from the best offerings first and pass the savings on to our customers. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond. Stop in soon and see for yourself.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion already. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, seeing some congestion building this morning. Also, we've got a bit of congestion on I-24 at the I-24 westbound junction there with Bell Road, and I-24 at the junction with I-40 West. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the races at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs will be in the mid-90s. We'll have a light wind becoming west between 5 and 10. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 75. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, it's 82.
I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Early Show with Brian Barrett is on weekday mornings, 5 to 6:30 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. This is the final week of G. Gordon Liddy. He will be retiring this week, so be sure and tune in and listen to every part of that. George Plaster on in the afternoons, and he is right after Monty Hale Jr. and Tim Tackett at 2. George takes us from 3 to 6. In fact, next week, I believe it is, George is going to be with us on our show here, and you can get to know him even better. Truman Jones moves to the mornings starting next week. He'll be with us right after this show starting next week. All sorts of changes here, adding more local talk to your good neighbor station. 893-1450. Our focus this morning is on the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine. How you doing, Mark?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good morning to your guests. I got two questions that I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
The women's softball seems like it's in the spring. And then when it gets warm, we're through. Why can't it be extended, go to maybe some tournaments or something? Because we don't have anything to do after that. And also, when we're at Old Fort Park, there's no food. And I just don't like going out there because, you know, seem like all the other parks have something to eat but Old Fort Park. So I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Well, you know, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Sounds like you're always actively involved with, you know, some of our parks and programs. We're looking at the best way to bring food back to Old Fort Park and most effective, you know, most popular, most in-demand type of food. So that's something people can be looking forward to. We do have a concession office out there. We're not 100% sure how we're going to approach that, but that should be happening here in the next couple of years to make sure we get that back and going. And Mike will address the softball.
Yeah, as far as the softball, we have kind of a spring and a fall league. In the spring, we've only got essentially three fields to work with, but we do offer the women's in the spring. In the fall, we have co-ed and a men's league where we have full access of Starplex. We're hoping somewhere down the line we'll have a park that's dedicated just for adult softball, and the youth leagues will not have to share some of the fields that they're using. That's something we're always looking into. As far as tournaments, we generally just do tournaments for our own leagues and rent out the fields to other folks that are coming in to do tournaments.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. If you have a question dealing with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Bart, and good morning, folks. I appreciate y'all spending your time give a presentation about the Parks and Recreation. And I have a couple of concerns. First of all, I want to congratulate the Parks and Recreation. I've watched it grow from Ray Duffy through Dennis Rainier and now on to you folks, and I'm just really proud of the things that we have in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro, and you guys have just done a great job.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it.
You have reached the pinnacle of your success, and that you are starting to see some of the problems of your success, and that specifically is the greenway is starting to deteriorate. There's bridges that the woodwork is rotted, and patches have been put over it. There's places in the pavement where it's the roots have grown up, and the pavement is disintegrated. The railing on the greenway is falling down in places. You guys have been tremendously successful, but I would caution growing any further till you can start getting a handle on the problems that exist presently and are going to continue to grow as a result of just the things that you've got on your plate presently. Additionally, the SportsCom, the physical structure there is disintegrated. The other day when it rained so hard, there was buckets out throughout the SportsCom. There's other areas that need attention, and I'm just reluctant to say that you guys have got a bright future if you don't take care of the things that we presently have, and those things are very valuable to the community. And I know that I've given a lot, and it's difficult for me to hear on the radio, so I'll hang up and listen if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for calling. I know we take a lot of pride in what we do in Parks and Rec, and we focus a lot on the quality of how we approach anything, be it programming, be it facilities. I know our director has said it many times, a lot of our facilities have become victims of their own success. The Greenway is probably our most utilized linear park that we have, and just, you know, thousands of people a day are on that, and that's something that people expect to be nice. SportsCom is another facility that's services many people throughout the course of the day, throughout the course of the year, and it's just an awesome place for people to come socialize and get a workout in. Both of the things that you said about SportsCom and the Greenway are being addressed on a regular basis, routinely. I know we've got great maintenance staff that work on keeping up the facilities. But the better part of that is both of those areas are in some form or fashion in our capital improvements plan to enhance, renovate in the next several years. So we understand, you know, the need to keep those up, and we're always working toward that short-term and long-term to make sure we keep those facilities nice. If anybody ever has any specific concerns about it, they can always call our main office and let us know about anything on the Greenway. And like I said, though, we appreciate you being involved, and we appreciate everybody being involved. And we're doing our best to keep those up, and we're making more strides towards that to make short-term improvements and long-term improvements both.
Okay. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question or a comment about any of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation facilities, call us. 893-1450. One of the traditions that started 65 years ago is wrapping up this week. Had another successful summer. This is the final week for Movies Under the Stars, I understand.
That's right. It's been a long summer. I think I was talking with Marlene Sewell, who runs that program for us, and we're talking about just the popularity of what's gone on this summer. And it's been a lot of people every night. I know I've seen that movie wagon moving from here to there, and cleaned out, and get more popcorn and get more Cokes and all kinds of stuff for it. But like you said, this is our last week. This Saturday, July 28th, will be the last week. If anybody wants to call and figure out what movie that we're showing this week, they can call our main office at 890-5333. But just a quick, if I can go down the locations, tonight the movie will be at Cannonsburg in front of the Visitor Center. Wednesday, there is no movie. Thursday, it's at Siegel Neighborhood Park. Friday, at Mitchell Nelson Primary. And then Saturday, at Hobgood Elementary. So,
and these are free.
Completely free. We have some great prices on some vending, type of stuff. And it's just one of those things that a lot of times people come from their neighborhood and walk over to wherever the movie's showing and enjoy the movie.
And, of course, a lot of people who are adults now with children
Absolutely.
Used to go to these Movies Under the Stars when they were kids.
Right.
Started
right.
back in, I think, 1947.
It's the longest-running program that we have, and it's I think it's just gotten better. And we've had some really good movies this year, and people really enjoy it. It's interesting, some emails we get saying, thanks for still doing this. I did it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they remember it for as long as, they can. It's neat for them to take their kids back. And there's some awesome nights.
Oh, boy.
73, 74 degrees outside. Can't beat it,
I know we've had, before he passed away, Hollis Harris used to be on the air and tell us about Movies Under the Stars. He was the one who got it started.
Right.
And I think at one point he and Ray Duffy were the only two staff members of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department.
It's amazing if you listen to some of the stories for some people who've been around for a long time and seen a lot of our department evolve in so many ways. We've gone from so little people working hard. Now it's we've got a big staff that can have that same work ethic to provide the same quality and innovation and creativity in programming and facilities. And we're always looking for ways to improve what we do, how we do it, and we're looking forward to the future.
We're talking with the friends from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, learning about some great activities for all family ages. 893-1450 is our number, and that conversation will continue in just a moment.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
You get all the extras without paying extra at Demas Restaurant.
Every entree we have comes with a choice of a side dish and a soup or salad and bread. It's a complete meal for the one price.
Jim Demas at Demas Restaurant.
Consistency is one of the key ingredients that we have. We've got comment cards on each table. We address those issues right away.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
Here at Animal City, we are your flea and tick headquarters. We carry a wide variety of products to suit every pet and every budget. Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come in and visit my family. And this is often the time of year where pets suffer from skin conditions like hot spots and skin allergies. We carry a full line of products to help make them feel better fast. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro, next to the bowling alley.
What sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from other auto repair shops?
I think a customer wants to visit with the technician that's actually doing the work. I have no problem with that.
Chuck Haynes at Murfreesboro Automotive.
There's no reason not to. If they want to find out what's wrong with the car or what may have caused it, then we have an open door with the technician. They can visit with him all they want.
From minor to major repair and everything in between, Murfreesboro Automotive, just off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on Ridgely Road. 962-7327.
Weather Eye. Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs will be in the mid-90s. We'll have a light wind becoming west between 5 and 10. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 75. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Currently, it's 82.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. You know, you can fake just about anything except car insurance. If you need affordable state minimum coverage, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for the real thing. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and online at WGNSradio.com means that you can listen to us anywhere. AM, FM, online.
He's building it up.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, and we're learning about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. I understand a hiking trip is in the future.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit ago about our kayaking, and I know our outdoor staff have a Murfreesboro Teen Adventure Club, and it's something where they do weekly trips to something adventurous. It's a really neat program, but one of the cool things that we're doing is we're planning a trip. It's for ages 13 to 18. To the South Cumberland State Park, where people can hike, where the kids can hike, camp, learn about, you know, kind of the outdoors, and then in the next day do some rappelling. So it's an overnight trip on August 2nd, Thursday. They drop off at 10 o'clock, and then they come back on Friday. And, of course, that's one of those things that our staff, who have a lot of expertise, are with them and make sure that it's all safe. And it's really an interesting time for them, and they get to enjoy something that usually they don't get to under really safe conditions. And that's if people want any more information on that, they can call our wilderness station at 217-3017.
And that's such a beautiful park too.
It's a beautiful park, and it's something that I think what the goal of it is to take the kids there, expose them to some nature, and then they can bring that back and teach others about it, and then use what they learn here locally in some of our parks. And the really unique thing about this is they get to learn how to rappel with some of the state park rangers off one of the bluffs. So it's a really cool thing.
Now, speaking of unique and beautiful parks, we haven't talked enough about the Barfield Crescent Park. Not only is it a great place for sporting activities, for picnics and what have you, for frisbee, which you call something else?
Disc golf,
okay. But you have some great walking trails.
Absolutely. We've got some great paved trails and non-paved trails. People, I don't think, understand how far back those trails go, and they've become really popular for running. But that park is just
running. These are uphills.
Absolutely. There are a couple hills on there that are a little bit tough, but Barfield's the epitome of just a multi-purpose park. You know, you can have five different things going on at one time, and it's just a beautiful place. Especially, you know, once we get into the spring and the fall, even in the summertime, it's a great area.
And I think people don't realize all of the great activities that are centered on the Wilderness Station.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many educational programs, and we hit from all ages. You know, one of the things Parks and Rec really has moved toward is making sure what we do programming-wise, we have opportunities for all ages. And some adults out there might be thinking, well, there's nothing for me. We've got lots of things in our athletics division, even in our aquatics. I know we do water polo every Tuesday night, and it's from beginners to people who played in college get together and play water polo at 7 o'clock at SportsCom on Tuesday nights. And,
is that inside or outside?
That's inside, and it's a workout. But like I said, if people come and they don't, you know, they can swim, but they need a little assistance, they'll give them a flotation device to help them out. And it's really to learn an awesome game. I know I played for years. It's one of the best workouts you could possibly get.
I've always heard that working out in water is great, no matter what type of exercise.
There's lots of statistics out there that prove that you burn, I think, 30% more calories in the water doing the same type of thing in the water than on the land. It's the resistance that the water provides. And, of course, we have lap swim. One of the most popular, you know, physical activity for adults and seniors is just swimming laps. We got swim lessons to teach people how to swim laps. And it's one of those things that's very popular. We have indoor and outdoor lap swim time now.
And people can just call and sign up for those?
Absolutely. We have a quarterly rec connection that provides our schedules for our wellness activities, our athletics, our aquatics, our recreation programs, our wilderness programs. Everything that you could possibly want is in this rec connection. And we'll have another one coming out for September, October, November here in a couple weeks. And people can get those. Some people get them in the newspapers, but they're free at our facilities, or they can stop by some places. I know WGNS carries them.
We do have them. In fact, we don't have them right now, but bring some more by.
We deliver them.
They all were taken up.
Absolutely. And we have
popular.
we have great staff. I know the city's put a focus on customer service. So we're glad to help in any way we can. Our main office does a great job giving out information or making sure they find the answer for somebody. So any questions anybody might have regarding anything with Parks and Rec, they can call our main office number at 890-5333, and anybody there would be happy to help them.
People may not realize, and they saw this a couple of weeks ago if you went to the Uncle Dave Macon days, Cannonsburg is a part of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department.
It's a huge part. Yeah, I know. Sheila Hodges and our maintenance staff out there do a great job keeping that place just looking great. It's a great place for a field trip, for a picnic, for some exercise. There's places to run and walk around there. And then to kind of experience, just to go back in time just a little bit and look at a historic village, and it's free. Self-guided tours are free. We've got a gift shop in there, and it's an awesome place to just kind of spend a couple hours if people have some free time. They just want to do something a little bit different.
And somebody did not just go over there and build those buildings. Those were actually brought in from different parts of Rutherford County.
Correct. And, of course, Cannonsburg does connect to the Greenway. That's one of our connectors, so that's a very popular thing, too.
And that was the first name of Murfreesboro.
Absolutely.
Lasted 30 days, I think.
Something interesting that's going to be coming up in September at Cannonsburg is on Thursdays and Saturday mornings, we have a new program called Coffee and Cornhole. You know, the new game.
Yeah.
The Cornhole, it's really popular. I understand there are some players in Murfreesboro who are very good, and they're going to come out, and we're going to have just a recreational time for people to have some free coffee, hang out together, and play cornhole. Have you ever played cornhole?
I have never played cornhole. I've watched it, but I've never played it.
Well,
so maybe I should move from viewer to actually participant.
I know the first time I ever saw it, I thought, well, that's kind of silly. It is one of the most fun activities you could do because anybody can do it.
I understand that Melinda and Miles are probably the cornhole champs of Rutherford County.
I think she's calling people out, you know, trying to get a challenge. So maybe we can get Miles out for some coffee and play cornhole.
893-1450 is our number. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And if you have any questions, if you have any comments, we'd love to hear from you. 893-1450. If you're looking for a beautiful leather recliner, I have a comment on where you can find one. You can do it right now at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. That's a local family business. I underline that, family business. Perry Bell started this business and has continued it over the years, and over the years, he has had as his purpose to sell first quality, name brand furniture about half the price of what others sell it for. He and Linda Ferris, they make it happen. They, first of all, buy in trailer truckload quantities, and that saves money. Secondly, they keep the overhead down. It's just two of them there. And third, they pass the savings to you. So everything's about half price, whether it's these beautiful leather recliners, which sell for around $700 at other places. These are leather recliners. They're $399 at Bell Furniture. They have some great ones for the home theater room, too. They have Serta sectionals. They are about $1,000 at other places. $799, though, at Bell Furniture. How about some oak dinettes? Or the Serta Chase Recliner. Oh, this is beautiful. You need to check it out. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Remember the name, Bell Furniture.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs will be in the mid-90s. We'll have a light wind becoming west between 5 and 10. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 75. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, it's 82.
Next is the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
At Senior Financial Advisors, their goal is to create retirement and income plans that allow you to live your retirement years in peace, comfort, and security. Larry and Cindy Roby can also help with Medicare and Social Security options, along with estate planning. Call 216-1048 to schedule a consultation to review your existing plan and accounts. There's never a charge for these meetings. Senior Financial Advisors, BBB accredited, your bridge to protection, savings, and growth. 216-1048.
Being an ethical business is the same as being an ethical person. Do the right thing. The same moral code of values and principles we base our decisions on should be the same used in business. Customers and businesses will always thrive in a marketplace that's based on honesty and trust. BBB members make a pledge to do the right thing. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. Swap and Shop with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings, 7:50 to 8:10 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two questions. The first one is, what is cornhole?
I'm glad you asked that.
I'm sorry. I should have elaborated just a little bit. Cornhole is a game where you have a board that's about 2 foot by 4 foot with a 6-inch hole in the middle, and you take a bean bag and you throw it from 20 feet back, and it scores. You get 1 or 3 points, and you play all the way to 21. It's similar to horseshoes, but it's just kind of a different spin on it.
So just a combination of a bean bag toss and horseshoes.
Absolutely. You've got it.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
And the second question is, I belong to a Medicare replacement program, and things like HealthSpring and AmeriCare have what they call the Silver Sneaker Program, where people on that program can go to places like the Y or Curves, and the insurance will cover their program, their involvement in the program.
Right.
Well, I live close to Patterson Park, and I would love to be able to do my exercise and workouts there.
Right.
But currently, the Parks and Rec don't contract with them. And I'm wondering if there's any possibility that in the future, Parks and Rec could be involved in the Silver Sneakers program.
Right. Well, thanks for calling, and I'm glad you know you live close to Patterson. It's nice to hear you'd like to get out there. At this time, we're not participating in that program, and I can't say for the future, but I can just say right now, it's just not something. We do provide all of our programs. We have a lot of minimal cost programs or even free programs, and I'd encourage you to look at those and some of the activities going on out there for those.
All righty, and on that note, we want to say thank you very much to Nate Williams, Michael Philpott, and Melinda Tate for joining us this morning from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Tomorrow at this time, Rutherford County Mayor Ernest Burgess will be here. We'll be talking about Rutherford County. Hope all of you have a super rest of the day. Remember, G. Gordon Liddy's final week this week. He will be retiring at the end of the week. Don't miss any of his show. Hey, have a super day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Slow it down. There's a secret place that I know. I could dig a grave out and climb underground for good. And all I want to do is turn around. I'm going down to sleep on the bottom of the ocean. Cause I couldn't let go when the water hit the setting sun.